John 16:13. I'm going to turn to that one because I can't quote it verbatim. Watch this now. You're seeking his direction, right? You're becoming God's man. You're being God's man. You're becoming his man. For those who are not, you can start becoming and be. I ain't 200 pounds yet. Some people keep asking me, are you done? No. Oh, no. Oh, you look good. Thank you, but no, I'm not done. I'm going to be 200 pounds or less. I'm going to be it. Watch this. Howbeit, when he, what? The Spirit of Truth, John 16:13, is come. He will guide you where? How many? He'll get you the closest he can. That's close enough. It's just like when you lay bricks. Sometimes the brick don't match exactly. You'd be like, it'll make it. Some bricks, if you walk by, you'll never see it. He'll lead you in how many? All truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. That's how you become, becoming and being God's man. He'll show you. Glory to God. Oh, don't go off on me. Psalm 119:130. I can quote this mostly. The interest of that word, what? Give us light. What light is he talking about? Once again, this is how you study the Bible. What light is he talking about? It, what does? The entrance of thy word, give it light. The entrance of, the words who? God's word. And then it says, not only does it give light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. You put the word in, he'll give you light. You'll get understanding. Oh, I see that. Oh, when you read the word, it'll come like, oh, I receive that. You won't just be reading words on a page. Then when you understand something, you can do it. Then when you do it, you get results. Now, Bishop said, Kenny has to preach today. All right, Kenny, come on. I just sit over there. Would you get anything from this message? Why? Because it's me that has to get up here and do this today. It's you that got to get up and do. Why? You got to put the word in. So God has something to connect to. Then he can produce through what you have taken in. You got to sow into your own life. And you must sow the right things into your own life to produce the right things. Then the increase will come. Then you can sow and still live off what you have left over. Nothing wrong with coming to church, but that's what there are too many people doing that. I gave God his today. What about Monday through Saturday? What about the rest of the week? Praise God. Let's keep going. Psalm 73:1 talks about God is good. Well, since you know he is good, then you can avoid the foolish stuff. If it ain't good, you know, it ain't God. And so you got ministers out here trying to disprove other ministers. This is this. Look, that's what they said, but look, let me show you what's wrong with it. Is that what the Bible says do? The Bible says preach the what? word. It never said for you to go and try to disprove anybody. Praise God. 73. Did I say one? Truly, God is good to Israel. Well, not only to them, to us as well. Even to such as are of a a what kind of heart? What is your heart? If you seek his direction, it'll turn over. It'll turn over any problem you have with anybody or any situation. I still could be mad today at my boss for going off on me like that. There are people who do that. I still could be mad right now. Man. Here lately, most days I go in, turn the machine on, and sit down. If they running good, we can just sit down. But or I could be mad, run my house, and call myself problem. Why? Because my heart ain't right. Becoming and being God's man, you got to get your heart right. Glory to God. Romans 14, 19. Let us therefore, all these should be on this sheet, y'all. I'm pretty sure I put them all on there. So you don't have to write them down. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. That's how you become. You always causing trouble. Mm-mm. Peace. And edify your brother. I can't, man, look at them. Man, I got a friend that did that one day. Man, look, watch so-and-so and so. I shut it down quick. I said, man, you mean we so-and-so? He couldn't say nothing. I shut that down. No, you ain't going to sit here. I'm not going to stand here and listen to you. Talk about people who walk by. When he started doing it, I said, man, stop being so negative. I'll tell him in a minute. I said, you the most positive person I know. He just started laughing. I'm being sarcastic. The reason I do that, so he'll stop saying that stuff to me. Man, I told you stop being negative. And I'm not putting him down. It's just some people have habits they need to break. But you, becoming and being God's man, you won't even have that problem. Bible says the love is ready to be believe the best. I ain't say that quote, believe the best of every person. Right? It's ready to believe the best of every person. It's good in people, but you have to know how to bring it out of them. The reason they're that way, because something got in them and changed their thinking. So if that thought got changed that way, guess what? It can get changed back the other way. That's how you become and that's how you be God's man. I think I got all of them. I see one on here I don't think I read. Ephesians 6 and 10. Seek his direction.